Melachim Beis Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So, Yehoram's, the king's messengers from Yisrael keep getting absorbed by the troop that's out there, unidentified, not flying any flags or logos. But the guy in charge is driving crazy on the road. Sounds like Yehu to me. So now, Vayomer Yehoram Esar. So Yehoram said, harness up, saddle my horse. I'm lying here in bed. I've been wounded, I don't feel good. But if the troop out there is not identifying itself and not sending me back a message, all is well, everything's hunky-dory, something must be up. So saddle up. Vayasar Rechbo. And so they saddled up his ride, his chariot. They harnessed it to the horses. Vayetze Yehoram Melech Yisrael. Va'achazyohu Melech Yehuda. And so Yehoram, the king of Israel, went out to see what was what, but he brought with him an innocent bystander. Achazyohu, the king of Yehuda, went with him, Ish Berichbo, each man in his chariot. Vayetzu likras Yehu. And they went out to greet Yehu. So that's an impressive retinue on its way out to greet him. Not one, but two Jewish kings. Vayim sa'uhu bechelkas navos ha'Yisraeli. Again, there are no coincidences. Where did they meet up with him? Where did they encounter him? In the chelek that had once belonged to Navos of Yisrael. Now, in this case, it's not a divine coincidence. It is a purposeful choice by Yehu. Yehu intentionally waited in the chelek of Navos to remind everyone present of the sin of Achav, for which Yehoram and Achav's house are about to be destroyed and killed. The Mamloi says it was divinely arranged that this should happen, but at the same time he also implies that it was intentional that it happened. Either way, the spot for the showdown at high noon was preordained. Chavez vayhi kiros Yehoram es Yehu vayomer hashalom Yehu. So Yehoram, still a little naive, it sounds like, when he sees Yehu, he says, is everything well, Yehu? Is everything okay? Vayomer. And Yehu gives him an answer, maybe following the anger, brutality, vindictiveness that we heard being used in connection by Rabbi Israel with Yehu. He says to Yehu, Ma hashalom azenune izevel imcha uchshafecha harabim. Ooh, burn. How can anything be well as long as the unfaithfulness, zenune, from zenus, of Izebel, your mother, your mama, and her witchcrafts, her many witchcrafts, continue. Peace is not possible as long as it's going on. Some translate it as until they are destroyed or until they are punished. Ay, 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 ay. As soon as Yehoram hears those words, he knows, oh, this is not where I want to be right now. So Yehoram turned his hands around, meaning he quickly did a quick yui in the chariot and reversed his hands to turn the horses and get out. And he took off. He fled. And he shouted to Achazyahu, it is treachery, Achazyah. Which, of course, is exactly what it was. Treachery. Kavdalad v'Yehu mila yado v'keshas. And Yehu drew the bow with all of his hand, with a full hand, meaning with all of his strength, with all of his might. Yehu is a mighty warrior. And we know bowmen in the ancient world frequently had massive upper bodies developed because of the strength it needed to pull the bow. Your right arm, your shoulders, traps, delts. By Yaches Yehoram Ben Zerubosav. And the arrow struck Yehoram between his arms. Between his arms means right through the chest. Twang! Thunk! By Yetze HaChetzi Milibo. And the arrow stuck out the other side, right through his heart. Wow. One shot. By Yichra Berichbo. And he doubled over. He bowed. Anachnu Karim. In his chariot. Twang! Down he goes. The fact that the arrow went between his arms and through his heart. Interesting midah keneged midah. Yehoram's own personal sin, we have said this before, was demanding interest for the loan that he made to Ovadia to help the Nevi'im live, and then cruelly attempting to enslave Ovadia's children to pay their father's debt. So he is directly violating the lo sase of ribis, of taking interest from a Jew. And he hardened his heart, says the man Loes. So the arrow went through his heart. And he reached out his arms to grab the money and the service. So the arrow enters his body between his arms and passes through his hardened heart. And Yehoram is dead instantly. His last words, tragedy, Ahaziah. So what's Ahaziah going to do about it? We don't know. He's probably standing there tittering quite a bit. And we'll see later what his course of action is going to be.